But I will have to say that I know myself, Mr. Lupa, Mr. Walker, we all pay FEMA.
Yeah.
So 2 years into my mortgage of being on Rhett Boulevard, we got dumped with being in the floodplain, which was like $250 for the first month, now we're up about thousands of dollars every year that get added on to our homeowners insurance. By this map here, they're sitting in the floodplain.
So you're saying you're paying $1,000 a month?
Yes, sir. It started out grandfathered in.
Started out like, you know, $300, and then next thing you know,
$1,000 extra above our homeowners insurance to pay FEMA.
A month.
No, a year.
A year, okay.
But that is, that happened to us 2 years into our mortgage.
We didn't, when we were in the floodplain, when we moved in there, then all of a sudden.
But by these maps, that red line is in the floodplain.
Yes, it is.
So, not to put salt on, but that's just putting salt on our wound. We've already had to fight this battle. We did not win. You don't win against the federal government. We fought that with Stan. We fought with all that battle. So then now this is being dumped on us for even more concern about the flooding issue. That those pictures were in my yard, and my mother's yard, we just sold her home. She passed, was next door. So we're seeing the runoff continue. We just put rock beside our house because our driveway is washing away from the flooding. So the concern of adding the topography, by being a farm person, water's going to flow down. There's no changing that. So if it flows down out of that hill, where's it going? In my backyard.
That's correct.
I have not filed a FEMA claim to this day, but I've been paying that insurance, and I don't want to start.
And like I said, if there's anything that we can do on
you
the
can't
property,
change
the,
you can't change nature. But nature's going to come down.
Yes,
water's going to come down.
But we
there's a hill there, and the water's going to keep coming. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much dirt you pile up or what you do, it's going to make it run more to us.
I'm just offering. I'm just trying to help.
Right. Oh, yeah. I wish you could have been there
I'm just
13 years ago.
No, ma'am.
But, like, these young people, they don't play it on that end of the street. But the end that you're proposing to put on, you're falling into the floodplain.
They may be the building, they may not, but there's some land.
Their land, yeah. But you're still, that's your land. So you're in the flood zone. If a quarter, only a quarter of a section of my home has to be in that flood zone, I'm in flood zone. My garage doesn't count. I have a shop, a nice shop. It doesn't count. It has to be livable space, but it's still, I still pay that because it's in that area.
Which home are you on?
133 Rex.
On this, as far as Mr. Phillips?
I am.
You're going down to the right.
Yes.
Pardon?
To the right.
How many to the right?
How many of us are in the zone in Rhett Boulevard?
I have
it's probably about
I think 40%. Three, four, five.
Only mainly the beginning of the street. Anything from about four houses down of the street is all considered flood zone.
Yep.
Kelly was in it. She was able to get out of it because only her
issues. I had to build up the soil
she had
around
to build
my
around.
House.
My neighbor got out of it. Had it resurveyed and they were one inch above
flood zone.
Yeah.
Nothing to say. You're in the flood zone.